from an execution standpoint, what kind of pressure gets put on a defense that has that kind of speed, skill that Dela Cruz has, and is able to sort of use it to
good? You got to be able to play it clean, and you can't bobble, you can't make a mistake. That's the luxury of having speed.
So maybe all the more frustrating today, you guys had opportunities, obviously, to shut those kids down, and he just happens to be kind of in the middle.
Yeah, good player. Used his speed appropriately in a couple different ways and beat us.
A little bit to Jeff's point, does it feel like this team has to play perfect baseball to have a chance to win everything?
Right now we do. It's just the reality of it. We have to be perfect to win right now. We don't have the luxury of giving up extra outs or making a mistake or walking a guy or like that's where we're at the moment. There's certain guys in our lineup that feel pretty good and there's certain guys that don't. And it's been difficult to string together quality at bats in order to produce a crooked number type of inning. And when that's the case, yeah, you got to play perfect on the other side. You got to pitch perfect.
Is it frustration of that inning start with the leadoff walk?
Yeah, obviously you don't want to walk that guy. So. No, it's just a combination of all of it. There's been times where I'll just say at the moment it feels like we can't make a mistake because the other team has found a way to capitalize on it every time. And we just can't give up extra outs or the leadoff walk. Or that's we got to execute better than that at the moment. And correct, Eric. Yeah.
What role does the speed of the runner play to have outside of the score? What's the line that it's going to take a precise how do you make that?
Yeah, you play in regardless. Like, the scoreboard will dictate when you play in and when you don't play in. I don't care how fast you are. Catch the ball, you make a strong throw to home, and you take your best shot. But, yeah, that's an opportunity there to get an out at the plate. Yeah.
Did Wilson get caught up there with the pitch?
Yeah, I think it just moved a decent amount and got him, but I haven't looked at it again.
Did y'all not have video? Was there an issue with
it? Yeah, the phones weren't working. So we called the video room and there was no answer. They tried calling back over. In that situation, the umpire still can't grant you more time or do anything about it. Being that it's the first, you can flip a coin and try challenging there, but then you're done for the rest of the game. But yeah, the phones were down. Yeah. Yeah, I thought he did a nice job of throwing strikes with all his pitches. Had five pitches working for him, a couple outs on the changeup, and induced a lot of soft contact with all his other stuff. Used the sinker and the fastball appropriately, and mixed in the cutter. But overall, I thought he gave us a shot there. It's unfortunate, the Stevenson dumping it into right there for a run. We were hoping to get him out of that inning with the lead and then go from there. But, yeah.
How do you kind of wrap your head around maybe the number of times that seemed to happen?
Yeah, that's the game. We got to figure out a way to get through it. But he gave us a good enough chance today to come up with a win. Unfortunately, we didn't. Yeah. Just our inability to execute, but. I'm not down on our guys on being able to do that moving forward. It hasn't been good. I think we've all pointed that out. And that's the difference between where we want to get to and where we're at the moment. Like, our ability to actually come up with a big hit with runners in scoring position and then add on and continue to build off of that momentum, that just hasn't been the case. We have to find a way to do that. If we're going to get out of this and actually start playing good baseball, we're going to have to start driving in some runs in those situations, bottom line. Call it what you want. I mean, getting on base is a situation. Driving a runner in from first is a situation. Driving in a runner with less than two outs with a runner on third is a situation. They're all different situations. We have to do a better job of touching the plate. And, yeah, to your point, there's been times where we've left a decent amount of runners on. We've gotten runners on, but, yeah, we have to be better.
Is there any tangible difference you notice in those at-bats compared to the times when things are going well and you seem to find those hits all the time?
No, I think from an approach standpoint, there's nothing you can point to that's kind of out of the norm. I will say when you're in the hole as much as we are and you've had stretches of games that don't look good and you're trying to get out of it, there may be just the added pressure to be the one to do it. But from an approach standpoint, I feel like I trust our guys and the way they're going up to the plate and how they're going about it. We just haven't come through. Yeah.
Is that the danger of that feeling like you have to play perfect ball that feeds on itself? So you feel like that, you get the spots and the pressure hits, it seems like it's hard to break that cycle.
Yeah. We have to figure out a way to break the cycle. I mean, no one's going to feel sorry for us. People around the league love watching us not do well. So, yeah, we got to figure out a way out of it.